Intelligent design, good for government schools.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, you know, the intelligent design movement, Ken, is trying to get the idea that life arose from an intelligence taught in public schools now. Isn't that a good thing?
Well, I do understand the dilemma in America and other countries concerning the teaching of origins in the public school system. Because of the way the courts have ruled, teachers can't use the Bible in science classrooms in our current education system. Now, on the surface, it does seem a good idea to get the teaching of intelligent design in the education system. After all, they're not using the Bible, but just bringing up arguments, and some good scientific arguments, to challenge the idea life could evolve by chance. But people need to understand that this movement, by and large, does not question evolutionary geology, evolutionary cosmology, evolutionary biology, or even evolutionary anthropology. Many in the intelligent design movement believe in Darwinian evolution as long as an intelligence, whoever that intelligence is, directed it all. You see, students aren't challenged to question anything they're taught in regard to origins except that it happened by chance. You know, ultimately, what students are taught about evolution will just be reinforced. They'll only be challenged to believe that some intelligence is behind it. But this movement is not directing students to believe in creation as the Bible teaches.
Our website, AnswersRadio.com, will answer many of your questions about the Bible's accuracy. Just log on to AnswersRadio.com.